Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Edward de Bono's Lateral Thinking, a little book that's been messing with how I see my own brain all week. So, Sophie, why do we keep digging the same hole deeper?
Hey there, Sam. That's exactly the question, because de Bono says that's what most of us do all day. We get really good at digging one hole, but we never stop to ask if we're digging in the right spot. This book is about how to pick a better place to dig.
Right, and he calls that normal, logical way of thinking vertical thinking. It's like following a staircase step by step, and it's great for refining an idea once you have it.
But the problem is, it can't generate truly new ideas. For that, you need lateral thinking, which is about disrupting your usual patterns and exploring completely different angles.
And the wild part is, our brains are pattern-making machines. That's how we get through the day without relearning how to tie our shoes. But it's also why we get stuck, because we just follow the most obvious path every time.
So de Bono's whole point is that creativity isn't this mysterious lightning bolt. It's a skill you can practice using specific tools. And the first one he throws at you is provocation.
Okay, I love this. You deliberately say something that sounds ridiculous or even wrong on purpose, just to shake up your brain.
Exactly. Like a company might say, our products should be free. Now, that's not a viable business model, but it forces you to think about other ways to make money, like services or ads.
Yeah, and I actually tried this with a friend's restaurant idea. We provoked with, the restaurant goes to the customers. And suddenly we're talking about food trucks and home delivery, which was way more interesting.
And there are specific ways to build a provocation. You can reverse a normal situation, like that restaurant example, or you can exaggerate something to an extreme.
Like a bank saying, we pay customers to use our services. And boom, you start thinking about loyalty programs and interest rates differently.
There's also the escape method, where you identify a big assumption you're making and then just drop it. Like, what if products didn't have to be sold in stores at all?
And the assumption is so invisible that you never even question it. That one hit me hard.
Then there's the random entry method, and this one's fun. You pick a completely random word, like umbrella, and force a connection to your problem.
So if I'm trying to improve a bicycle and I get umbrella, I might think about collapsibility or protection from the rain. It's a way to bypass your normal thought pathways entirely.
Right, because when you think logically, you just follow the rails that are already there. A random word forces you to build new tracks.
Now, here's the thing that got me. De Bono says you have to suspend judgment during the idea generation phase. You can't be evaluating and criticizing while you're trying to create.
Which is so hard for most of us because we're trained to be critical and analytical all the time. He calls that vertical thinking's biggest flaw.
So you separate the generating time from the evaluating time. You let all the crazy ideas out first, and only then do you start judging them.
And he has this great concept called the intermediate impossible. It's an idea that's not true or feasible on its own, but it acts as a bridge to something useful.
Like saying a car should have square wheels. That's impossible, but it makes you think about what square wheels would need, like a special track. And suddenly you're designing a guideway system.
Exactly. The square wheel is the stepping stone. Without it, you'd never have gotten to the track idea because you were stuck thinking about round wheels on regular roads.
So this isn't just for businesses trying to come up with the next big thing. De Bono says it applies to personal problems, relationships, even education and politics.
And especially in schools, where the whole system is built around finding the right answer and thinking vertically. He argues we should teach lateral thinking as a core skill.
Which means teaching kids to challenge assumptions and come up with multiple alternatives, not just the one correct response.
And it's not about having more information either. De Bono says too much data can actually box you in because it just reinforces the patterns you already have.
So it's not about gathering more data. It's about rearranging what you already know in new ways. That's a freeing thought, honestly.
He also talks about fractionation, which is breaking a problem into parts and then recombining them in surprising ways. Like, you take a restaurant and split it into food, service, atmosphere, and then mix those up.
So you could have gourmet food in a fast food setting or a restaurant where the customers cook. It's like creative Legos.
Now, the big takeaway for me was that lateral thinking isn't about being chaotic. It has its own structure and methods. They're just designed to break your usual patterns.
But the social pressure is real. In most workplaces, if you propose something unconventional, you're seen as disruptive. DeBono says organizations need to create a safe space for experimentation, where failure is okay.
He suggests setting aside specific times for lateral thinking, separate from the usual evaluation. And he actually distinguishes his methods from regular brainstorming, which he thinks is too unstructured.
So the real question is, how do we make this a habit? He says to practice with small, low-stakes problems first. Keep a notebook for provocations and wild ideas.
And over time, it becomes more natural. The goal isn't to replace vertical thinking, but to have a balanced toolkit, using both as needed.
What I'm taking away from this book is that I don't have to wait for a eureka moment. I can actively generate new ideas with these tools, even when I feel completely stuck.
And honestly, if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. DeBono's message is that our minds aren't prisons unless we let them be. Lateral thinking gives us the key to unlock new possibilities, one provocation at a time. We'll see you in the next one.